This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Taliban militants attacked protesters Wednesday in Afghanistan who dared to pull down their banner and replace it with the country's flag. At least one person was reported killed amid fears about how the insurgents would govern the nation. The attack in Jalalabad came as many Afghans were hiding at home or trying to flee the country, fearful of abuses by the loosely controlled militant group. In Washington, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said the United States is working tirelessly to help get safe passage for those who want to get to Kabul airport so they can leave Afghanistan.
This is absolutely an all-hands-on-deck effort to ensure the safety of our personnel and citizens, rally our allies and partners, and organize the evacuation of thousands and thousands of Afghans.
At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. military would keep pushing the pace of evacuations.
We're going to get everyone that we can possibly evacuated.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley pledged to not leave anyone behind in Afghanistan. Deposed Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Wednesday defended his leaving his country as the Taliban closed in on the capital city, Kabul. In a video posted on his Facebook page, Ghani also confirmed that he was in the United Arab Emirates. Ghani also indirectly tried to quash an accusation by Afghanistan's ambassador to Tajikistan that he had stolen millions of dollars in state funds. The president said he was forced to leave Afghanistan with one set of traditional clothes, a vest, and the sandals I was wearing. Ghani left Afghanistan Sunday just as the Taliban approached Kabul. On Wednesday, the UAE said it had accepted him and his family on account of humanitarian considerations. This is VOA News. The United States is defending its plan to offer COVID-19 booster shots amid sharp criticism from the World Health Organization, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan says poor nations don't even have enough vaccine to give their people a first shot.
We're planning to hand out extra life jackets to people who already have life jackets while we're leaving other people to drown without a single life jacket.
Here in Washington,
I do not accept the idea that we have to choose between America and the world.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says there's a responsibility to both. White House officials say the U.S. has donated 115 million vaccine doses to 80 nations, more than all other countries combined. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The situation in Ethiopia's Tigray region remains unpredictable and volatile, a United Nations spokesman said Wednesday. Speaking to reporters in New York, Stéphane Dujarric said humanitarian access into the region remains restricted and there are extended delays for clearances of humanitarian supplies.
Only 30 trucks with humanitarian supplies can be scanned each day under the current procedures. But as we've been telling you, we need 100 trucks of food, non-food items, and fuel needed every day to go into Tigray.
What began as a political dispute between the current prime minister and Tigray regional leaders who dominated Ethiopia's government for years has now killed thousands of people since the fighting began in November. Pressure for a coordinated response to Haiti's deadly weekend earthquake mounted Wednesday as searchers pulled more bodies from the rubble and the injured continued to arrive from remote areas in search of medical care. The UN Children's Fund said on Wednesday it estimates that about 1.2 million people, including more than 500,000 children, have been affected by the 7.2 quake that hit Haiti on Saturday. Boxes with food and supplies arrived Wednesday in Lake Hai, where hundreds of displaced people who left their ruined homes established a campsite. Officials said the earthquake destroyed more than 7,000 homes and damaged nearly 5,000, leaving 30,000 families homeless. A prosecutor in New York described sex abuse claims against R&B star R. Kelly Wednesday, saying the long-anticipated trial now underway was about a predator. She said he invited children and women to join him after shows by distributing backstage passes. Kelly faces racketeering and several other charges. Visit VOAnews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.